Oh, yeah. It was. I never thought it was work. I never thought it was something that I was forced to do. It was just the way of life. I would just, okay, today we're going to go do this. And off we'd go. Well, if you had to, go off on your canoe. And like I was saying before, my grandfather had a float cabin that we would be all, sometimes on the site where it's close enough that you can just go to the beach and then walk up to go to the trap line. But if you were further away, then of course you had to travel further with your boat in a row to get there. And the same thing when we were would go and get water, because we lived on the float boat and we had to go where there's a river or a creek to get water to bring back to the boat. And sometimes that was quite a distance to go with your containers and fill them with water and come back. We did then, when I was a child, we had buckets. I'm sure they had other containers before that. But it was so different from today, where you just turn on the tap. You had to go and go for quite a ways, sometimes an hour, probably. You row there. My other great uncle, that was my grandfather's brother, who used to row everywhere he went. He would go fishing and row all over the place, all day long. That was his life. And we were in Oakover Inlet, at the head of the inlet. There's a river that goes through there, but it's some in the fall time, it's kind of fishy. There's a fish are going up. So he would want to go and get some nice drinking water. So, oh, we'll go over there and bring the containers. So I go with him. And he would say, oh, it's not far, it's just over there, around that point over there. So I'm rowing, I'm helping him rowing, and then we'd get to that point, and oh, it's another, next point over, and next thing you know, we've gone, quite a little distance. So we'd fill up our containers and come back. And to him, it was just the normal thing to do. And he would row over to Refuge Cove to get some goods, because there was a store then there now. And he would row over there. It'd take him all day from the head of Oakover to go over there and then come back again. It's just about dark when he gets back. But that was, all okay.